Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
Happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome into another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast where we interview your favorite actors from film and television, music, comedy. There's a lot of places that pop culture hangs out, and if there is pop culture to be found, we will be there. And we just have had an amazing run of interviews for The Many Saints of Newark, which just released on the 1st of October, yes. And we've had multiple cast members, and we have another one today. I'm very excited about William Ludwig, who plays young Tony Soprano, the younger version of Tony Soprano. There's a lot of people in this with various ages and things. You guys cover a lot. But William, welcome into the podcast. It's great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is a big deal because you are playing such an iconic role and such an iconic character. And I've heard you talk about this in other interviews, but I'm very curious to find out, you know, kind of from a different angle. The movie has come out. The reviews have been fantastic. The fans were waiting for this, and it was just amazing. Let's talk about your experience playing the role and how it feels for you, William, to be such a part of such an iconic piece of Americana pop culture.
Right. Well, I feel so lucky to be able to be a part of this. I'm so fortunate to be able to work with people like Ray Liotta, who's a mobster legend, and Alessandro Nivola, who is the star of the movie, who plays Dickie Moltisanti. He's such an amazing actor, and it was really cool to be able to observe him. And stepping into the shoes of Tony Soprano just blew my mind. It's still blowing my mind. I'm just thrilled.
Yeah, I can imagine. And to be surrounded by such a phenomenal cast. And we've had other cast members on, Samson Moicuella, Alexandra and Trader, Mattia Conforti. I mean, we've had other cast members on. And I tell you, like, I was a little late to the party with The Sopranos originally. I watched it a long time, probably a few years after it had ended, but had seen it and then binged watched it in preparation for this. So you get an audition. Did you know what you were auditioning for, like everybody else didn't know, or did you figure it out? Did you piece it together? I'm curious how that worked out for you.
Yeah, we definitely did piece it together. So what happened is my parents were in the car one day driving home, and they heard on the radio that Michael Gandolfini was cast as young Tony Soprano in The Sopranos prequel movie. And so they were like, oh, that's awesome. We love The Sopranos. And then about a week after that, we get an audition for Untitled New Jersey Project, Michael Gandolfini lookalike, and the character's name was Tony. So that we put it together pretty quickly and figured out that this was the young Tony Soprano, and we freaked out.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, as soon as you get that news or you sort of put things together and go, oh, this is what we're doing. We are in a Sopranos movie of some sort. I just have to think to myself how amazing this must be, because you've done other things in the past, but this, and please correct me if I'm wrong, this is kind of like the first major project that you've been a part of. And what a way to start. My gosh. I mean,
Thank you.
That on your resume, The Many Saints of Newark, like, the sky is the limit for you, I say, personally. I'm nobody, but I mean, the sky is the limit for sure.
I'm nobody. I just got lucky, and I worked hard. And I am so blessed to be able to play this iconic role, step into these shoes. And I'm really fortunate to be able to work with Michael Gandolfini and kind of understand who Tony Soprano is as a character and how much he means to so many people. And that's how Michael and I really helped form our character together.
Now, I'm going to jump out on a limb here. I'm assuming you probably didn't watch this in real time when it first came out. But Did you watch it? How soon after you got the role had you been? Had you seen it before in recent months or years, or did you watch it once you found out what you were going to be doing? How did you kind of introduce yourself to the original story that was on HBO, the David Chase show?
Right. Well, when we figured out that that I was auditioning for the Sopranos prequel, my dad and I, we sat down and we watched a few of the first episodes of the Sopranos so I could get sort of an idea of Tony's mannerisms and how he kind of hunches his back and a little bit of his lisp and his accent and how he kind of scrunches his face a little bit when he talks. after I booked the role, we then watched the whole first season of The Sopranos, my mom, my dad, and I. And then we watched a few select key episodes throughout the series to sort of understand more and gather more information about the show.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gabriella Piazza. I mean, my gosh, this is insane, this movie. And I remember a few years ago when it was first mentioned that they were going to do this and nobody knew anything, casting hadn't been done. And it was just even a buzz then because people were like, we have to be a part. This is like unbelievable because when the series ended originally, a lot of fans were split on how it ended. But if you watch this movie, and it's out now, but I don't want to give away any spoilers, I will say it definitely gives the hardcore, diehard Soprano fan service and really kind of lets you into how Tony Soprano became so prevalent and Dickie Molisante and the whole mobster thing. Fantastic. What do friends and family think? Or more importantly, what do your friends think that you're in school? I mean, are they just kind of blown away by this, or do they keep you humble and are like, oh, that's cool that you were in a Sopranos movie?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they know I love acting. I don't go to an acting school. So we're all just hanging out. We're all just being normal kids, complaining about school. One of my friends, Ben, is just like, hey, man, I'm proud of you, but I got to do some math homework. And so but they're really excited about me being in a movie. And one of my friends, Akiva, he's thrilled because he loves The Sopranos. And he saw the movie on Saturday and he was really happy about the ending with the theme song.
Yeah, I know. It was a great film. I've watched it a few times.
Thank you.
Yeah, I watched it on HBO Max. But if you have a chance to go see this in the theaters, I recommend it to our listeners and our viewers. Because honestly, you know, we haven't been able to go into theaters for a long time. And I think it's important to support them. And really, it just allows us to continue to get amazing projects like this. And it's fantastic. So now that this is done and you've been doing a lot of press, I know some of it was done at the premiere. You were in New York and I'm assuming now you're back home. What's next for William? Like, you've done this. I mean, where do you go from here? I guess is the big question.
That's a great question. I don't know yet. I'm working on school right now. I'm doing some interviews. I'm doing a mix of life and dream. I'm just trying to live life. I'm trying to be as normal as I possibly can right now. Hopefully something else pops up and fingers crossed. I'm going to work hard.
Yeah. Well, you have a great team of publicists. I will tell you that. So you've got that part covered and an agent, obviously, to be able to get this for you. And honestly, like, enjoy life, I say, you know, because really, like, this is such a massive thing that you've been a part of. And I mean, this will go on forever. I mean, this will live on in infamy. You know what I mean? Like, you will have this under your belt. And I mean, to be able to say that one of your first major projects was a Sopranos prequel is huge. When you're not acting or playing young Tony Soprano or doing school, what do you find for entertainment? What keeps your interest moving and what keeps you going creatively?
Well, I do love movies and I love watching movies. One of my favorite movies is The Shawshank Redemption, which my dad and I watched together. And it's so amazing. And I love how they told this story of these men confined into this space and they had to live and grow and change. But I also really enjoy sports. I play a lot of tennis. I have a game this weekend. I actually really enjoy writing short films and films and and directing them with my friends. We have a lot of fun doing that. And we've had a few projects that we've done that for school.
That's great. I mean, if you're not doing something that's, you know, content wise, like a film or whatever, create your own content. I've said that from day one, since that's why I started a podcast. So wanted to do interviews of celebrities, but you know, what are the chances or odds of anything can happen, I guess, if you have the right mindset. But I mean, here we are talking to you. So I'd say we're both on the right path. One last question, William, as we wrap things up here. I'm very curious, and I ask all my actors the same question. And you alluded to this earlier about, you know, being able to talk to Michael Gandolfini or Ray Liotta. But maybe in this project or just in anything in, that you've been given a piece of advice that has stood with you this entire time, that's kept you motivated and kept you moving, just in life, that you could share with our listeners, please.
Well, I've gotten some really great pieces of advice, and I've learned a lot from observing people like Alessandro Novola. He's so great with making this character so real. But some verbal piece of advice I've gotten is one from Ray Liotta, which was so generous of him. He told me that our job is so awesome. We're not better than anybody else. We got to enjoy this. We're so lucky to have this job, because all we got to do is we got to put some gel in our hair and throw on a costume and play pretend. But just have fun and don't take yourself too seriously.
Wow, what a great piece of advice from Ray Liotta, of all people. I mean, that guy is... been in every single mob movie I think that's ever been created. Well, Goodfellas, obviously, but I don't know, he's done so many other things. Even on a TV show, something with Jennifer Lopez, he played some sort of crooked cop. I mean, it's great. This cast is fantastic. You did a phenomenal job, William, in this film.
Thank you.
And 100%, my friend, and thank you for your time. We are talking to William Ludwig, who can currently be seen in The Many Saints of Newark, which is available now nationwide in theaters. It's also on HBO Max streaming, I think, until the end of the month. Be sure to check it out if you haven't seen it. And also check out all of our other interviews with the cast of The Many Saints. They're all available on our website. We put a starter pack together called The Many Saints Starter Pack, where you can listen to all of our episodes from this amazing cast. And thank you for pressing play today and listening and watching this later on the YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe, follow us on Apple Podcast, and share this episode with a friend. It's absolutely free, and it helps us move along and continue to talk to amazing, beautiful people like William. William, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly-do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.